You Have Your Plan, The World Has Another, a summary of Wan Weigang's book. Author, Wan Weigang, pen name, Tongren Yuye. Publisher, Electronic Industry Press. Publication date, July 2018. Pages, 384 pages. Core proposition. Each of us lives inside a story we tell ourselves. We assume the world has protagonists, preset themes, and perfect endings, just like a Hollywood movie. But the real world doesn't work that way. The real world has no script, no protagonist, and no inevitable ending. The five-year plan you carefully crafted can be completely derailed by a completely unexpected random event. This is the true meaning of John Lennon's famous line, "Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans." Wan Weigang uses this book to tell us, understand the real rules by which the world operates, rather than indulging in the stories inside your own head. This book originated from his column Elite Daily Lessons on the Dideo app, Season 2, but it is absolutely not a simple content dump. Instead, it is deeply reworked and structurally reorganized, using STEM-informed thinking across 8 different themes to help you build a cognitive framework grounded in the real world. Core Insight 1, Mindful Self-Control, Relying on Willpower is a Bad Idea. In Chapter 1, Wan introduces a subversive self-control theory called Mindful Self-Control. The traditional view is that self-control means using reason to overcome emotion. When you want to scroll on your phone, you use reason to tell yourself you shouldn't, and then force yourself to put the phone down. But scientific research has found, this method is ineffective and unsustainable. The truly effective method of self-control is not mobilizing reason to suppress emotion, but rather reprogramming your emotions. The specific technique is, when you experience an impulse, like wanting to check your phone, don't try to suppress it. Instead, observe it with mindfulness. Tell yourself, I notice that I currently have an impulse to check my phone. That's it. You don't need to fight the impulse, you only need to notice it. Something remarkable happens. When you face an impulse with this observational attitude, the intensity of the impulse automatically diminishes. The scientific principle behind this is, an impulse is the activation of a neural circuit, and mindful observation activates another circuit in the brain, the prefrontal cortex. Once this circuit is activated, the original impulse circuit automatically weakens. Therefore, the key to self-control is not head-on confrontation with your own desires, but learning to view your desires from the perspective of an observer. This is far more effective than gritting your teeth and hanging on, and much more sustainable. Core Insight 2, Wealth Growth in the Real World, Compound Interest is Overrated. Chapter 2 discusses a deeply held belief many people have, compound interest is the core secret to wealth growth. As long as you persist with long-term investing, you can achieve financial freedom through compounding returns. One uses data and mathematics to tell readers, this idea is theoretically correct but has major limitations in practice. First, real-world investment returns are far lower than what chicken soup articles claim. Buffett's average annual return rate is around 20%. This is already ceiling-level performance. If you expect 15% or even 20% annual returns, you will most likely be disappointed. Second, the compound interest effect takes an extremely long time to demonstrate its power. If you start saving 100,000 yuan per year at age 25, with a 7% annual return rate, by the time you retire at age 65, you will have approximately 2 million yuan. This is certainly much better than not saving at all, but it is still far from financial freedom. Then what does real-world wealth growth depend on? Wan's answer might surprise you. It depends on improving your own capabilities, not letting money beget money. Specifically, throughout your career, by continuously learning and practicing, you increase your skills, making your unit of time more and more valuable. This is the fastest path to wealth growth. Investing is supplementary, not the main force. This perspective is not telling you not to invest, it is telling you to focus your primary energy on improving your money-making ability, rather than indulging in the fantasy of finding a 10-bagger stock. Core Insight 3, Efficient Market Hypothesis, You Cannot Consistently Beat the Market. Chapter 3 introduces a core theory in finance, the Efficient Market Hypothesis, EMH. The meaning of this theory is, if a market is efficient, then all public information is already reflected in current asset prices. In other words, you cannot consistently find undervalued assets by analyzing public data because if such opportunities existed, others would have discovered them long ago, and the price would have already been driven up. What does this mean? It means that active investing, attempting to beat the market through research and analysis, is futile in most cases. This is also why index funds, passive investing, often outperform most actively managed funds over the long term. But one does not simply advocate the "don't bother, just buy index funds" kind of chicken soup conclusion. He further discusses, under what conditions does the market become inefficient, allowing savvy investors to have a chance at excess returns? His answer is, when the market experiences structural information asymmetry. For example, when you possess information that others cannot obtain, such as having deeply cultivated an industry for 10 years, with an understanding of that industry far beyond outsiders, you truly have a chance to consistently obtain excess returns. Therefore, this book teaches you not definitely don't invest or you must invest, but rather, understand the market's operating mechanism and then, based on your own situation, make rational decisions. Core Insight 4: The Science of Learning Edutainment is a Trap. Chapter 4 discusses learning methods. Juan raises a viewpoint that might make many people uncomfortable: edutainment is not the most effective learning method, effective methods are often not fun. Scientific research has found, the most effective learning method is deliberate practice, that is, purposeful, feedback-driven, large amounts of repetitive training within the learning zone, neither too simple nor too difficult. The characteristic of this method is, it is tiring, boring, and not at all fun. In contrast, edutainment-style learning, such as learning math through gamified methods, can increase learning motivation in the short term, but in terms of long-term knowledge mastery, the effect is far inferior to deliberate practice. Then why is edutainment so popular? Because it benefits the designers of educational products, it makes users more willing to use the product. But it is not necessarily beneficial to the learner. One particularly emphasizes another highly effective learning principle, the testing effect, that is, if you want to truly master a piece of knowledge, the most effective method is not repeated reading, but repeatedly testing yourself. When you are forced to retrieve information from memory, your memory depth for that information significantly increases. This is also why doing practice problems is more effective than repeatedly reading the textbook. Core Insight 5: Systems Thinking, The Relationship Between Individual Effort and Luck. The final chapter discusses the essence of victory and defeat. Why do some people seem to have exceptionally good luck, while others are exceptionally hardworking yet always fail? Juan introduces systems thinking to answer this question. He distinguishes between within-system and outside-system factors. In any competitive system, such as the college entrance examination, workplace promotion, starting a business, individual effort and ability determine your relative position within the current system. But whether you entered this system and whether the system itself is in an ascending phase, these outside-system factors are often more important than within-system effort. For example, two people of comparable ability, one entered the mobile internet industry in 2010, the other entered the print media industry in 2010, 10 years later, their degrees of success might be worlds apart. This is not because one of them was more hardworking or smarter, but because the systems they were in were completely different. Does this mean individual effort is useless? No. Juan emphasizes, within the system, individual effort is still very important. It determines your relative position within the current system. But at the same time, you also need to consciously choose good systems, that is, industries and fields that are in an ascending phase and can amplify individual effort. This is the deep meaning of "you have your plan, the world has another." You can formulate a very thorough personal effort plan, but if your plan doesn't take into account the operating logic of the world, i.e., the system, then your plan will very likely fail. Understanding the system is more important than mere effort. Practical implications. For professionals, the greatest value of this book is helping you switch from story-based thinking to real-world thinking. Your career plan cannot be based only on "what I want to do." You also need to understand the operating logic of the industry system, understand the role of luck and randomness, and understand the constraints that efficient markets place on individual effort. A plan formulated on this basis is truly a plan that has a chance of landing. For investors, this book is a dose of sobering agent. It will not tell you, "buy this stock and you'll definitely make money," such a promise is itself a scam. But it will help you build a correct understanding of the market, understand the efficient market hypothesis, understand the limitations of compound interest, understand that improving yourself is more reliable than finding a 10-bagger stock. These cognitions can help you avoid many detours on the investment path. For ordinary readers, the greatest gain from reading this book is a kind of humility based on scientific cognition. You will realize how much of your understanding of the world is based on taking things for granted rather than on scientific evidence. Reading this book is essentially using the results of cutting-edge scientific research to systematically upgrade your cognitive framework. This upgrade is more valuable than reading 10 chicken soup books. Conclusion. You have your plan. The World Has Another is not a success studies book. It will not promise, "Do what I say, and you will succeed." It is a cognitive upgrade book. It will use the results of cutting-edge scientific research to help you build a mental model that is more aligned with the real world's operating rules. The information density of this book is extremely high. Each chapter involves different disciplinary fields: psychology, economics, neuroscience, education, finance. But Wan Weigang's expression is very clear and fluent, and will not at all make people feel difficult to read. Finally, let me close this summary with Wan Weigang's own words: "Each of us lives inside a story we tell ourselves, but the real world is often not like that. Reading can let you have fewer biases and fewer delusional beliefs." May this book help you have fewer biases, fewer delusional beliefs, and understand this complex and wonderful real world more deeply.